UN. India delivered a sharp rebuttal to Pakistan at the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, accusing Islamabad of gross hypocrisy for raising concerns about civilian protection while allegedly supporting cross-border terrorism and deliberately targeting civilians along the border. India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Parvathaneni Harish, condemned Pakistan's actions and statements during the high-level UNSC open debate on the protection of civilians in armed conflict. Responding to comments made by Pakistan's UN envoy Asim Iftikhar Ahmad, who once again raised the Kashmir issue and referred to the latest India-Pakistan skirmishes, Harish said he was constrained to reply to baseless allegations from a country that lacks the moral authority to speak on protecting civilians. India has experienced decades of Pakistani-sponsored terrorist attacks across our borders. From the horrific 2011 Mumbai attacks to the recent mass murder of tourists in Pahalgam in April 2025, the victims of Pakistani terrorism have been mostly civilians, Harish said. Harish told the council that earlier this month, the Pakistani army deliberately shelled Indian villages near the border, killing over 20 civilians and injuring more than 80. He said places of worship, including temples, gurdwaras, and convents, as well as medical facilities, were intentionally targeted. To preach at this body after such behavior is grossly hypocritical. A nation that makes no distinction between terrorists and civilians has no credentials to speak about protecting civilians, Harish said. India accused Pakistan of using civilian cover to shelter and support terrorists, warning the council that terror groups were increasingly accessing advanced technologies that pose new threats to civilian populations. Harish urged the international community to adopt a zero-tolerance approach to terrorism and to call out those who harbor or glorify terrorists. The Indian envoy emphasized that all actions taken under the banner of civilian protection must respect the UN Charter and the sovereignty and territorial integrity of member states. Harish also condemned the use of civilians, especially women and children, as human shields in armed conflicts. He called for fully implementing existing UNSC resolutions and stressed the importance of protecting humanitarian workers and civilian infrastructure, including hospitals. India concluded its statement by calling for stronger accountability mechanisms and greater international cooperation to counter terrorism and protect civilians.